Florida's Department of Transportation is busy these days preparing a long-term plan to widen US 98 to 6 lanes. But WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports any such project remains well down the road.
We had a design that was completed in 2012. We're looking to acquire right-of-way over the next couple of years.
DOT's Ian Satter says the work is aimed at the portion of highway from Avalon Boulevard to Gulf Islands National Seashore. The rights-of-way acquisitions are part of the agency's five-year work program, which has U.S. 98 improvements planned for next year, 2016 and 2017. But when it comes to FDOT's budget to build the additional lanes, he says for now they're running on empty.
We have a lot of projects that are on our, you know, quote-unquote wish list, things that we would like to do in the future, but there's just not funding to do all of them. And then you combine that with the entire state and the amount of projects that they have that they'd like to do in southern Florida or central Florida. But the one thing about our five-year work program is that it is updated every year.
The 2015 improvement project is budgeted at $4.3 million. The Department of Transportation looks at the priorities set by groups such as the Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization. Satter says the input plays a role in determining where the funding is needed.
And as funds become available and as projects become priority, then those projects get funded. Right now, we do have a widening project in Escambia County on I-10. It was considered a top priority for the Florida-Alabama TPO. While Northwest Florida, our district has 16 counties that we look over, we also have to look at all the counties in Florida and where project dollars are needed.
As far as the widening of U.S. 98, transportation projects go through a course of actions and a number of steps.
Sean Ward is Santa Rosa County's transportation planner.
First step is what they call the PD&E, which is the project development. And then after that, in the environmental, after that, you'll go through the design process. Then you go to the right-of-way process, and then you go to the construction process. Right now on U.S. 98 from Bayshore Road to Portside Drive, basically we are at the right-of-way process and procedure there.
Ward says $7.5 million was earmarked in 2013 for purchasing rights-of-way land along 98.
They've identified areas for retention ponds, easements, and things of that nature. And so at that point, within the next few years, they'll be going through and purchasing that right-of-way.
However, the Department of Transportation has managed to save some money through the bids that were made for the current work. Those dollars have been placed into projects that may otherwise still be on the drawing board.
For example, 331, the widening of that basically from Choctahatchee Bay to I-10. The bridge that we're building there wasn't even in our five-year work program a couple of years ago, but the funding became available and it got moved up. So as funding becomes available, there's the possibility that the project could happen. But again, it's all about the dollars being made available for construction.
Santa Rosa Transportation Chief Sean Ward remains optimistic that something can be worked out to fire up the bulldozers. One advantage he points to is that the U.S. 98 plan is a project that's been identified by the Florida-Alabama TPO.
So anytime we're getting ready to kick off our 2040 plan, where we're looking for feasibility of road construction projects up until 2040, we do that every 5 years, and getting ready to kick that plan off, and certainly this project will be one of those projects that we look at for funding.
But the basic mantra from the Florida Department of Transportation, says Ward, is that if a project doesn't make the agency's five-year program, then it simply doesn't exist. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.